Montero nearly stole Campbell, nearly intercepted the pass to Siegfried going over to the right wing, but instead it goes out of bounds. And Siegfried will inbound. Carroll, mind you, is leading right now, 28 to 27. I don't know what I was thinking there. But in meanwhile, Mason Pace, it goes up strong from the right block, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This will be the first team foul for Carroll in the second half. Foul goes against number 21, Caleb Graves, his first, team's first. Mason Pasek is 0 for 2 from the free throw line so far in the night. He has 4 points. Basket in both of the first quarters. First free throw, this one's good. Nice looking shot there. He has 5, and it's now tied at 28 apiece. Second tie this quarter already. 6:46 remaining in the third quarter. Second free throw, good as the first. And the Lakers back out on top by 1 point. 29-28, we find ourselves in a dogfight. Lakers with 21 turnovers on the evening, or excuse me, 15 turnovers. I can't do math suddenly. Tyler Foster dribbles down the baseline, and he loses it as he tried to intend for Campbell. Campbell defending Siegfried. Siegfried is fouled, and it will be going to the free throw line for two shots. Campbell will be called for the foul. That'll be his second, team's second. Andrew Siegfried goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 5 points, all coming in the first quarter. And the first one rattles home after hitting about every square inch of that rim.
They all count one, don't they?
30-28, Lakers now leading by 2 points. Andrew Siegfried awaiting his second free throw. This one is up, and this one is good. Lakers back out by 3, 31-28.
Must have had a talk at halftime about foul shooting.
I think so. Not sure how much you can coach on that at halftime, though. Carroll in trouble, and Lakers gets the, nearly got the turnover at midcourt on the trap, but the official, far official, says it was last touched by a white jersey.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
The Laker faithful aren't too pleased about that one.
They were making the call.
Pretty sure it's been the same Laker faithful sitting in midcourt there for about 25 years. They haven't aged a day. That's what's impressive.
I might recognize a few.
Phillips back up to Campbell, top of the key, being guarded by Bender. Starts his dribble now to the high post. Phillips, one dribble, kicks it back out to Cotton for three. No. Rebound brought in by Pasek. Here come the Lakers. To the left wing, short corner. Bowles in and out. No good. Rebound.
Oh, I thought
Phillips.
That was in.
That was halfway down before it rattled out. 5:45 left in the third. 31-28. Lakers on top. Feeds it into Phillips. On the right block. Turns and throws this one into the left field stands. A fan from Zeeland, Michigan went home with that basketball.
That's one thing I say about the fans. They were ready for that.
And
they
so
ducked.
That will be the 14th turnover for Carroll. 31-28. Lakers leading on offense. Down to
Basic.
Wide open in the right block and in for 2 points. He has 8-4 in this quarter, and it's out to a 5-point lead, 33-28. Foster starts his dribble, facing a full court press to Campbell. Double team there. Foster, though, breaks it. Foster inside the lane. In transition, the basket is good. And he has 7.
Nice quick move by Foster.
Binder for 3 left wing. This one's good. That's his 4th 3 of the evening. He has 12, 36-30. Quiets the Carroll crowd down. 4:55 up to the third. Carroll finally inbounds. Graves over back to Foster. Foster back to Graves, and nearly back over the back. The fans are coming out of the stands now, and they try to feed it down inside to Graves, and goes out of bounds, last touched by a white jersey.
Well, all 3 points have
all
to be over.
All 3 points need to be over.
And that's 2 feet and one ball.
That was not the case.
But you can't convince the jury on the other side, though.
Not quite, John. Not quite. Foster inbounds for Carroll underneath their own hoop into Cotton. Cotton dribbles in the lane, and
that's a hell
jump ball.
Ball.
We'll give the ball back to Lakers. 4:40 left in the third. So by definition, that is a turnover. 15 for Carroll so far. 36-30, Lakers leading by 6. They led at halftime by 2. And Cotton gets the steal into Foster's hands, goes up for the layup, in for 2 points.
Whoa.
Well, there's a steal. They waste absolutely no time. Here comes Mason Pasek, but he traveled with it. And the third turnover in the third quarter for Lakers, 17th of the evening, gives the ball back to the Carroll Tigers, trailing by 4 points. Cyrus Strachan replaces Caleb Graves for the Tigers. Foster inbounds to Phillips. Phillips goes cross court to Strachan, to Campbell, right inside the lane, in for 2 points.
Timeout.
Miles Campbell with four, and it's back to a two-point ball game. 36-34, halfway through the third quarter. Lakers on top. Bulls being double-teamed, and it looks like he's going to be fouled by Caleb Cotton. That'll be three. His third, and the team's third in the second half. Foul was on the floor, and it'll be Laker ball at midcourt on the far side of your radio. Substitution, Chris Walker, the senior for Carroll, replaces Caleb Cotton, who has those three fouls. 4:10 remains in the third, 36-34, Lakers leading by 2 points, and they're on offense. Into the corner to Sheridan, and it's stolen away by number 24, Chris Walker. Taking their time, Campbell, acting point guard across midcourt to the right wing to Foster. To Phillips, high post. Carson Binner swats it free, but it's right into the hands of Foster. Back to Phillips, inside the lane, goes up strong, off the left hand, off the glass, finger roll in for 2 points. Nice move there. He has 10 points all in this quarter. Airmail from Carson Binner on the three, but Siegfried keeps possession alive. At the left corner is stolen away by Foster in transition. Goes up, Campbell can't hang on to it, but looks like Mason Pasek stepped out of bounds, and it will be Carroll ball as we're tied up at 36 apiece. Tyler Foster gets a quick breather. Clint Davison replaces him. 36-36, fourth tie of this ball game. Two lead changes. 3:28 left in the third, 36-36. Campbell gets the inbound at the right wing. To the left wing, to Walker. Walker to Davison, starts his dribble. To Walker, into the corner, to Strachan, down to Phillips, wide open to the left block, in for 2 points. No answer yet for Trevin Phillips in this quarter. Carroll leading by 2 points, 38-36. Andrew Siegfried to Bowles, down to the baseline to Sheridan. Phillips steals it on the tip, but gives it right back to Sheridan. And now a foul as Siegfried was upended by number 24, Chris Walker, as he went in for that pass. That'll be his second and team's fourth for Carroll. As the turnovers tonight, it's like an episode of Oprah. Everyone gets one. 2:53 left in the third, 38-36. Carroll still leading, though, by 2 points.
I was waiting for the bakery show.
That's later. So the night is young, John. So Lakers inbounds it. Mason Pasek goes right down the baseline. No hand passed it to no one. Straight out of bounds. It'll be another turnover for Lakers. Seventh of the quarter, 21st of the evening. 2:44 left in the third. Carroll by 2 points. Phillips down to the low ball block and right out of bounds. Intended for Strachan. A little out of his reach. Gives the ball back to Lakers. 17th turnover for the purple and gold. Into the corner.
Pace trap.
And it's stolen by Campbell. He saw that one coming from a mile away. Goes up strong. He is fouled hard into the boards, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. This one's getting a bit chippy at times.
Carroll.
First team foul for Lakers in this half. The foul goes against Mason Williams. That's his first. Shooting two at the free throw line. Number 11, Miles Campbell. Off wide right, no good. Substitution coming in for the shooter. That'd be Tyler Foster after this, if it is a made free throw. 36-39, that Carroll out to their largest lead of the night. Second free throw, no good. Rebound still loose. Strachan right into the hands of Phillips, and he windmills it in. 10 points for Phillips in this quarter. 40-36 now. Carroll leads. Mason Pasek, left corner, goes right down the baseline, and he draws the foul, a block against Carroll, and this will go against Strachan. That'll be Strachan's second, team's fifth. Campbell sits down, Tyler Foster checks back in. Good minutes from Campbell. 2:11 left in the third, Carroll leads by 4 points. And we have a whistle. Foul goes against.